Rambam, and then we'll go from there to Ramban, and hopefully Be'ez Hashem the Cheskuni. The mitzvah Tov Yitzayin, and the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah Achdus Hashem. Mitzvah Achdus Hashem is one of the six constant mitzvahs as we've been taught by the Yimin Cheskuni. Now, the question is, what was included in Anochi? So, in both the Rambam and in the Sefer Achinuch, in Anochi, did not get into Yichud Hashem in Anochi. The Ramban, in fact, says that Anochi includes Yichud, as we saw. And it's very interesting because of that. We'll see that the Ramban is troubled. What is the mitzvah of Shema? Ramban agrees that it's a mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah of Shema? Whereas according to the Sefer Achinuch in the Rambam, it's very fine that it's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Shenitztavinu lahamin. There is also a question. This pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, has a mitzvah within it. It would seem, apparently, that that mitzvah is beyond just the mitzvah of the recitation of the Shema. Apparently, that's a separate halacha. Divartama Meshivtecha Beveisecha Velechtecha Vaderech Veshochtecha Vekumecha, that Chazal interpreted that this parsha we have to have Veshochtecha Vekumecha. We recite the parsha of Amunah, B'shochtecha v'kumecha. The parsha is in and of itself was a parsha of Amunah. And it's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah in its own right, the Amunah. And the question is, what exactly is the chiddush of this mitzvah? Now, from the standpoint of the Sefer Achinuch, Shenitztavinu lahamen, Ki Hashem Yisborach, Hu Apoyo Kol HaMetzias, He is the one that created everything that exists. Adoyin HaKoyil, He is the ultimate master. He has no partners. Echad, singular, almost easy. How the Rambam soon defines this singularity, unique, is a better translation perhaps. Beli Shum Shitov, He has absolutely no partners. So now, one understands it was very, very critical for the Rishonim to define this notion, Pashtus HaDvarim, because this sets us aside from the Christian world. The Christian world before the Protestant Reformation had their idea of the Trinity. So the Rishonim were very clearly out by stressing Achdus Hashem to delineate in belief. It's one of the most fundamental of beliefs, which the Rambam calls the Iker. Amunah and Hashem, what Amunah and Hashem means, how in fact we are different than the prevailing religion to which we were exposed in the world. Shenemar, and here he cites, the possibility cites, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, the mitzvah tasehi, this pasuk is a mitzvah tasehi. Now, on the surface of it, one may not be necessarily convinced that it's a mitzvah. Why? And he will bring proof that it's a mitzvah, because maybe it is merely a statement that the Torah made. And then Rabbi Hashem told Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Remember, so to speak, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Who said it's a mitzvah in and of it? How do I know it's a mitzvah? There's no tzivu. Normally a mitzvah tells me to do something. Zochor Asi Yom HaShabbos Mekatzu. So there's a lotion to the commanded to do it. What? Shema? Maybe it just means understand, note. But who says necessarily that it's a mitzvah? It's not a lotion of tzivu. You could even say Shema Yisrael, listen, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? It's not, it doesn't, it does not necessarily indicate a tzivui. This pasuk. V'zu mitzvus aseyi ein a hagod. It's not a hagod. It's going to bring proofs. Avo perish shma. It doesn't just listen. Could be translated to listen. Shma, you thought you should listen. So okay, I'm listening. I listen. I go to shul. I hear the pasuk. I listen. But avo perish shma. It's plomer kabel mimeli. Accept this dovas. The da'eyu would know it, the hamin bo and believe it. Hashem shu alokeinu echad. In other words, it's not only that you should know it, but kabel, accept it upon yourself. Know it, the hamin bo and believe, ki Hashem shu alokeinu echad, is uniquely one. The haraya shu hi mitzvah sasei. What's my proof that this is a mitzvah sasei? Maybe it is just a statement, it's not a mitzvah sasei. Omrom Zechonel of Rocha Tomid Bim and Roshim, and this he parallels the Rambam in this regard, when Chazal tells us, Omenas Liyache Itshmoy. We have to do things Liyache Itshmoy. Today, the Kabbalah of Omachu Shemayim, it's the meaning of Kabbalah Omachu Shemayim. Kloma, Ahido, Biyichud, Bhamuna. To praise, or to admit of Yichud Rabuna. That's what the mitzvah is. And Sherish mitzvah you do is obvious, because the Iker Amunah is Kol B'nai Ha'ilam. This is the root of the belief of the entire world. Bo'a Amra Chozok, and this is the ultimate principle, Shalev Kol Ben Das, that any sensible person, Samach Alav, is what he believes and what he relies upon. The belief of Hashem Echad, this lies at the very root of Amunah. Now, let's just parallel this to the Ramban for a moment. The Ramban in Parshas Veschanan, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu, so the Ramban struggles immediately. Gam zu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's clear in Chazal, we can't argue about that. But Shivayer, that is coming to explain Amunah. Shivadibor Anochi Hashem Elokecha Yiyah Yichud. Because as I wrote before in Parshas Yisro, as we saw last time, is that included in Anochi is Yichud. And how do the Ramban cite Kamosha Omru, and he cites the Chazal in this regard in the Mechilta? Rav Nosson Omer Mikan Tshuva. This is a refutation. Shehem Omrim Shtei Rishuya Sein. Those that believe that there's a multiplicity of gods. Shetisha Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood at Har Sinai, Omer Anuichi Hashem Elokecha. Mi Micha Kenegdo. Mi Omad V'Micha. Is there anyone that arose? Any being in the world to protest what he had to say? And Ramban says that within Anuichi lies Yichud. So then he's troubled. And what's the root of this mitzvah? Whereas Sefer HaChinuch in the Rambam learn that Yichud Hashem comes from this pasuk. It doesn't come. The Rambam will see clearly also in the Rambam. In the first paragraph of Yisrei HaTorah. Rambam talks about Yisoidus, the very beginning of the Yad. But Omra Chochmas, the most fundamental aspect of belief, and the pillar upon which all Chochmas Atara stand, Leida Sheyesham Motzi Rishon, that there is a first source for the world. Umamtzi Kol Nimtzo, and he is the one that brought forth everything that exists. And the Rambam goes to another, some philosophical points. And the Rambam writes, Hamotzi Hazeh, this first primary source of the world, Ulokei Olam, is the deity of the world, Adon Kol Haaretz, the master of everything. So Amani Gagalga Bakayach, and he's the one that drives the forces of the universe. She locates the Tachlis. The Rabbanu Shalom is unlimited. The Koyach she'ein lo hefzik, and therefore his power knows no bounds. Shehagal will solve with Tommy. The celestial spheres are constantly in motion. Be emshe she'yiso below the soivin. If there would not be something that made them be in motion, why would they be in motion? Hu baruchu ha'masavim lo so below yara below guf. The Rabbanu Shalom moves them, but not in any physical sense that we can relate to. As the Diyas Dov is there, that which I've told is the understanding that there is a primary source for the world. This is Mitzvah Saseh. To know this is the Mitzvah Saseh. What's the Mitzvah Saseh? Shenema Anochi Hashem Alokech. Uchalamala al Daito, Shiyei Shom Aloka Acha Chutz Mizeh. You know, ever thinks that there's some other God beyond this one, Oyvah Veloy Saseh. He violates the Loy Saseh, Shenema Lo Yeh Alokha Elohim Acherim Aponai. The Kaifer be, because it's a weaker Agogo shall call Tolibur. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one that there is in the world. Lo Yia Lachot. Elo Kazer, now the Rambam goes to describe from what in Yichur Hashem. And Yichur Hashem in the Rambam is not only merely that of Lo Yia Lachot, but it's much beyond Lo Yia Lachot. The Rambam's definition of Yichur. Elo Kazer, Echadu. Vein Oshnayim, he's one and he's not two, v'lo yeser Oshnayim, elo echad. Meaning to say, she'ein ki yichudo, his uniqueness, echad men ha'achodim ha'nimtoim ba'ilam. All the things that you can find in the universe which are singular, but none of them are as unique as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why? Because he's lo echad t'min shu kol ol ha'achodim harbe. It's not like one of a type, which has a human being. It's unique, but he's unique among many human beings that are similar to him. And furthermore, even within one person, we could say there's a unity of his body, it's one person, there's not more than one. But nevertheless, a human being can be subdivided into parts. He has a head, he has hands, he has feet, etc. Torso. He has different parts. But he's v'lo'yechot k'guf. Don't even compare him to a guf, like one body. Shul nechlat l'machlokos l'kitzvay. He has peripheries, he has different subdivisions. There is no other thing which is so singular in this world like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is the Rambam's definition of Yichud. And he goes through a line which is, I don't want to get into, because according to the Mefarshim of the Rambam, it's not to be taken exactly literally. The Rambam was not so complicated. The Rambam says, "Ilu hoya alokus harbe, if there would be more than one deity, hoya guf and agvias, then they would have physical form." And the Peirushan, the Rambam wonders why that should be. You could have, we have for example malachim that they don't have physical form, and the many malachim. So he says not to read the Rambam exactly. The Rambam was much more complex the reading, which is not really our task at this moment.
I think the explanation may be just that the Rosh Hashanah fills the whole of creation. So if you say Chas V'Shalom is more than one, so then you have to give a limit to them.
That's true. It would be a limit.
And once you say there's a limit, that's what he means by a guf. There's a limit.
So he goes into it. I don't want to dwell upon it now. The Peres does go into what the Rambam wants. Either way, Alukus Harbe or Guf and Agvias. And they say, Nimnin Hashavim and Mitzvusan. If Rodin Zem is there, or this is part of that, the Boronom Shigero, the Guf and Agvias. Similar creations in the world are only separated because they are physically distinct from one another and they have different experiences. Okay, this is all from before. The Ilu Hoya Hayetz Guf and Agvias, if he had any form, a physical form, then by definition he would have limits. She absolutely goof, she locates. It's no physical thing in the world. Every physical thing has a beginning and has an end to it.
Space and time.
Right? Space and time. Yeah. Because she yesh the goof or tates, if it has a defined parameter, yesh the koch or tates for self too. That means its ability are also limited, because it is limited. The Lokeinu Baruch Shemoi, Hov Kocho Ein Lokeitz. The Rabbanu Shalom, as I said, the world is keeps going nonstop, doesn't shut down. Bein a poisik. Everything in the world stops sometimes, right? Con Edison, how many times did the electric go off in the last couple of years? Right? Everything stops. The world, imagine we woke up in the morning, the sun got stuck. Didn't come up this morning, it was stuck. You know, we'll examine the universe by astronomy and physics, and we'll find out that the earth got stuck, you know, 5 hours below the horizon, it's stuck. The world doesn't work that way, everything keeps moving. So our God also gives somebody the celestial sphere that constantly in motion. In koich l'koyach l'guf, the Rebbeinu Shalom's power is not physical power in the sense that we understand it. Behold the eino guf, and because he's non-physical, or yeru lo maros haguf, he doesn't have the physical experiences. K'dei she'enech lak v'nifrad me'acha. That would separate him or segregate him from a different person that has different experiences. He must be one. Now the oneness that the Rambam means is in a number of points. That there is no parallel to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is the ultimately the most unique in the world. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means the Rabbeinu Shalom really is unique. Because the oneness projects a uniqueness, that there's nothing in the world which is similar to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what it was saying by Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Rambam has that beyond the notion, the Rambam says if you believe in something more, and Anochi, we just have the Metzias, we're talking about Metzias Hashem. If you think there's someone else besides the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say that's a violation of Anochi, that's a violation of Elohi Elohim. Elohim Acherim upon us. Now, in Achdus includes that, the notion of Lo Yielacho, but it includes more than Lo Yielacho. Because in Achdus, in a certain regard, we could have the Rebbeinu Shalom as one, but in dimensions that are similar to us, similar to beings and powers that exist within our sphere that we understand. So when the Rambam talks about Echad, Echad is not only that there is no parallel to the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is one of the things he says, Echad uvenu shnayim below yesro shnayim below Echad. He is not two, and he's not more than two, he is only one. But that oneness is a uniqueness in the Rambam, which is the pasuk we're learning from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To understand what it means, lo yilecho Elokim acherim al ponai. Does that necessarily dictate that the Rebbeinu Shalom has no form or subdivisions? No, not necessarily. That's not the Yelachol Kim Acherim. All we're saying is that there's someone ultimately that's in charge. But the nature of what's in charge is that we haven't defined necessarily. But Achdus Hashem defines that. That's that the Rebbeinu Shalom is outside the realm totally of our experience. And cannot be defined by any experience and insight that we have in the world. Because how do we define things in the world? All of our definitions in the world are to define the limitations of things, like the parameters. Like there's a person. How big is the person, right? He's 6 feet tall and he weighs 240 pounds, right? And he has a size 10 shoe. And how do we define him? By what makes him stand out as compared to anyone else. That's, in fact, the limitations that a person has. Right? You and I have different sets of limitations, right? Your face is one shape, mine. Those are limits that we have. The form that we have. That's how we define anything in this world. If it would not be subject to that form of definition, then it's not subject to any description by us at all. Then every human being and every form of the world would be exactly the same. The sole means that we have, an apple is not a pin. They have different limitations. That's what we do. So we define things by defining what they are is in effect a projection of what they're not. Meaning there's something else in the world that's not that. So this is this as opposed to something which is not that. If we could not define the limitations of anything, we could not define anything in this world. Every definition is to describe the parameters of something, its limitations. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not subject to any form of description that we have, because he has no limitation. Since the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has no limitation, he's not subject to our description. And he is so not subject to our description, there's no beginning and no end in any sense that we could understand. No format, no parameter to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's ultimately, according to the Rambam, that's the ultimate meaning of Achdus Hashem of Hashem Echad.
This understanding that, whether others
rub
together
to
understand the Shema tonight, or
I'm going to talk a little about some definitions.
It seems so abstract from, you know, just compared to other mitzvahs. You got Rashi's, you know, understanding where the whole world will worship them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, something you create as an emunah-based thing, or something you could. This, according to the Rambam, is a very, very philosophical, abstract mitzvah that's commanded. It seems a little out of place that emunah.
Well, I think it's fundamental in Amunah to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what do we say on Shabbos, anonymous mirrors? Adam ha'achancha v'lo yidatiha. Yidiyas Hashem is an impossibility. All we can say is Adam ha'achancha. Right. Him shilucho v'rov chazyonis. The Nevi'im have given many mishalom. What are the insights that we have into the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Only to the Pa'ulas Hashem. We have no idea, and any Chaim also talks about this, in terms of the essence of what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, the Rishon is totally beyond us. And I don't know if the mitzvah is to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not within the sphere that we understand.
No, is it something we can understand?
Yes, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in a realm that's outside. It's philosophically very, very important. Because if we don't come to that point, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is defined by parameters that we could imagine, then you immediately come to the question that if I can't understand that the world is eternal, so why should I accept that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is eternal? But if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is outside our realm of experience, then the question really is insignificant.
What about the midos of Hashem? Isn't that how we see?
Because we don't see the essence of it. We only see the actions that the Rosh Hashanah takes in the world. That's the insight as much as we have into Shchina. But the Lo Yidatiha, we don't. We have no insight on what the Rabbeinu Shalom is, merely into his actions.
How
does Rabbi Chaim Shechina, as opposed to Hashem,
like a part of?
No, I'm not getting into that. I don't mean that. Shechina, let's take it, what the presence of Hashem that we could experience in this world, in that sense. So the Rambam is a very, very philosophical notion of Achdus Hashem. Very philosophical. Now, the Rambam in his own Shita holds that Christianity is a way to Zohar. That's the Rambam Shita. Now, that being the case, it's very, very good. It's very good in the Rambam. Why he goes to such a length to define Achdus Hashem in this way. Very good that the Rambam goes to this length to define Achdus Hashem in this way. Yeah, the Rambam in Perek Tes is the censored version. The Rambam is Kananim Oyudei Kochovame V'yemrishin Huyom Eidam. There were no Knanim in the time of the Rambam. They had long disappeared thousands of years before from the world, from the history of different world history. Right? The Rambam was talking about the censored version. There were some censored versions that they just went to Rambam, had a halacha gimel and halacha hey. They just crossed that halacha dalet altogether. out of the Rambam. And this one, it's already, it reappeared. It's a halacha Dalet. In the Kesef Mishnah, there's no commentary on Dalet. So I presume it could very well be in Nur and Alecha Mishnah, that those still remain censored in this, you know, weren't reprinted. You need an Israeli edition, or one of Rabbi Yashabzi Frankel editions to bring it up. But here, the Rambam clearly says, the Oizdim B'Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon or Yom Edom. And he says, "Bechinoyeg any more in becholay dayim." The Chayyur, the Rambam is talking about the people of Islam. He do the Shita of Rambam. Now, that could be why the Rambam went to such length in defining Achdus Hashem in the way that he does, to bring out this point. Why? Because in the Catholic Church struggled for a good 200 years, approximately, to try to define how to reconcile Achdus Hashem and the Trinity. And Acharei, all of their 2 centuries about it, along came the Protestants, and said the whole thing is, you know, scratch the whole thing, it doesn't make any sense. The Rambam, by defining that the Rabbeinu Shalom has no subdivisions, is a direct statement that the Yadus lies differently, lies apart from Christianity. Any attempt that they have to talk about the Trinity means there are subdivisions. And that's exactly what the Rambam is saying, that there, you cannot define the version, there are no subdivisions. It's a oneness which is so unique, which is not subject to subdivisions. That itself is a direct, the Rambam is defining that Hashem Echad is a direct contradiction to the Trinity.
That's why he
says it's
a word
of sorrow. Yeah, because of that, yeah. That it's a word of sorrow.
So that's just the Catholics, but not Protestants?
Many of the Protestant faiths, I believe, I don't know if all of them, they decided the Trinity is something they don't want to believe in. So they did away with it. I can't tell you all of them. There are, in this country itself, over 160-some Protestant denominations. But it was one of the things which the Protestant movement did not take to very well, was this notion.
And the Rishon would say it's not about
the Torah. Oh, so in the Ramah, if you bring me the Shulchan Aruch, the silver on top of you to the left is the Aruch Chaim Aleph, all the way on the top shelf. Shkoyach. Kufnun Vov, an Aruch Chaim of all places, is a very interesting halach. It talks about Kufnun Vov as a Seder Masu Masu. Now, a person should do business. They have to eat out. We do have to support ourselves in this world. So we're supposed to be gainfully employed doing something. And the Bechaber says, "V'yizor melishtatifim akum," and one should not form a partnership with the non-Jew, "Shem yischayim lo shvu," because maybe the goy will have to make a shvu with him, "V'yivim b'shum lo yishom al picha," and then he's going to swear by his deity. So, "V'yivim b'shum lo yishom al picha," "B'shem Elohim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yishom al picha." And the Achrayim go, I don't want to go into this at length, but at length there are 2 tshuvas that Rabbi Yehuda brings. And they go through why, in fact, they're quite sure that this pasuk applies to goyim too, and not only to Jews. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh mekilim ba'asiyah shutris hima'akam." There are those that have been lenient and allowed us to form partnerships with non-Jews, bizman hazeh, in contemporary times. They don't swear by Avodas Alila. Even though they mention the name of the Avodas Alila, they mean the one that created the world. They somehow have a mix of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with something else. But their ultimate intention is, their ultimate intention is the Creator. This is a Ran or a Bnei Yerucham, a Taisvis, that non-Jews are not mitzvah on Shita. So the Achroidim take up on this Ramah, and the Gidei recites them. He says, he brings his Tshuvas for Shabbat Kayin, Tshuvas Neil Stocko, where they say the simple explanation of the Ramah seems to be that a non-Jew is not mitzvah on Shita. It means if he's Oivid b'Shita, he believes in the Rabbanu Shalom and something else, some combination, that this is not a way to Zohar for a non-Jew. And they go to tell that they're very, very strong, that they do not believe this to be true. They have all types of riots that even a non-Jew is mitzvah on Shita, in accordance with the view that we find in the Rambam. But there is a Tosfos that says such a thing. It's Hafsam of Gimel Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. And there's a Ran that says such a thing. So they say it means something else. What it means, what these Rishonim mean to say is that the din, that they should not swear with the shame of Avodah Zarah, does not apply. There's not mitzvah to swear b'shitah. To be oived b'shitah, that in fact they are mitzvah. But to swear b'shitah, that they're not. There's no tzivoy on a non-Jew not to swear b'shitah.
It's not considered avoda,
by swearing? No, that's not an avoda. It's not worship.
Okay,
not a worship. Right? If you go, if the president goes and he says, so help me, whatever, when he takes office, right, that's not worship. That's an oath.
Yeah, right. It's sort of like an acknowledgement.
In a certain regard, yes, but it's not avoda in and of itself. So that's one of the pshatim that they wish to give in this Tosfos, according to the Ramah. This, I believe, also in Oda Yehuda also that said the same thing. I think in Yoradeya, the Pesach Tshuva, I didn't look today, but the Ramah also indicates that he says from the Ramah would have seemed, as in the Ramah Or Chaim, that a non-Jew is not with two months sheet of altogether, and I believe in Oda Yehuda also argues the same position. That if they didn't shul, that they're not mitzvah, but even the Taisus agrees that they're mitzvah ala shitav. So, there's some question that the Ramah may in fact be somewhat more on the liberal side, and this what it may be. That's the mashmaos in the Ramah, but overwhelmingly, the Achreidim after the Ramah do not seem to be, you know, following accordance with that shitav. I don't think, we don't have to be overly embarrassed about it. I mean, you shouldn't be embarrassed about anything, but even to talk about it, I mean, if the Protestants have the same critique, and so why are we any worse off than them? Why do they, if they're not considered as their beliefs to be insulting to the Catholic Church, so why ours and they're insulting to the Catholic Church? You know, we don't, you know, if they consider it our way to Zohar, so why should we be embarrassed to say that we think it's our way to Zohar too? But we, 10 in Jewish history of Hankin tells us to tread lightly in these subjects. Because we're not looking to arouse the enmity of our neighbors. We would like to live in harmony with them. So the less we talk publicly about these subjects, the better off we are. But this is the Rambam's notion of Yichud. It's very clear where the Rambam is headed, what he wants with. Counterpoint to the notion of the Trinity. Now, the Ramban, what does the Ramban wish to do with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? If Anochi already included Yichud Hashem, and that's even Mitzvah Saseh. So if we just said Lo Yiyah Lecha, so we could say, and that's for Yichud, so Anochi comes and puts it in Mitzvah Saseh form. But here we have, if Anochi, rather, Yishma Yisrael comes and puts it in a mitzvah saseh form, but if Anochi, which is a mitzvah saseh, is already on Yichud. And we have a law, so what Shema Yisrael, what mitzvah is this? What's it coming to do? So the Ramban says it's coming to explain what the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is.
What is this? What is it, an elongated form of Anochi?
It's to explain.
Explain anochi.
Right, it's to explain anochi. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah is gamzu mitzvah sheyivar. Because he said in anochi we already had yichud. So what do we want here? Avol ma'ir udvar hamitzvah hazu. V'hisker oisa achar aseres adibris. If he shurish bo in the aseres adibris in Parshas Vetchanan. If he shurish bo muna. This is the yisoid of everything we believe. B'chol mi she'enu moida bo is koifer b'ikos. Ka'oiveid avodas giluvim. Now what are we saying? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Shehu Elokeinu. And we'll see in the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni is even a little bit more pointed. Hashem who is Elokei Yisrael. V'lo Elokei Umus. Osid Liyah is Hashem Echad. He will be the one that will be acknowledged as Hashem Echad. K'mo she'nemar, b'yom ahu yeh Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, Loshen Rashi. So it's coming to tell me that this Hashem who is Elokeinu, he's the one that's going to be acknowledged as Hashem Echad, that everyone will come to. Now the Chizkuni, I think, is even a little bit more clear. Along the lines, I believe, of what the Ramban wanted. The Chizkuni in Parshas Vetchanan writes the following. Shema, what Shema Yisrael is, Shema v'hovein l'dover zeh. Be attentive and understand this matter. Hashem, first of all, Shoyim Me'oz Be'en Chiva. Hashem was the one that preceded the entire Bria at the very beginning. Who Hashem shall achshav. Right, the original is Ho Yehovah V'yeh, the meaning of Yud Kei Vov Kei. He is Rabbeinu Shel Olam now. Who Hashem she'ichai v'kayim Be'en Soif v'tichlo. And he has no end. In other words, there's no beginning and no end. And no middle. It's continuous. Is the Indian Zehu Echod, this is Echod, Klomar, Yesh Bo Levado Achdus Kazeh. This aspect that he embraces the entire world, the entire existence of the world, from before to the end, and he's here throughout, with no limits. Shelo Hoya Velo Yeh Kein, B'Shum Dova Shabachol Adam. There's nothing else that has such a presence in the world. So again, similar to the Rambam in that regard of, is unique. Now, Dover Acher, Yev Shekan B'lo Yisholosh Haskoros. We have Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, three mentions of Hashem's name in this Shema Yisrael. For what reason? He says, why? He says, they kikruk shalom osayilom. This is to dismiss the philosophies of the non-Jewish world. Shem Oma Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. If it just said Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, so the whole world would love this pasuk. It would say, "Hoyo kol Echad, kol uma v'uma umum al tarfoisam." It would say about tarfoisam, about their idol. Al shalonu hu oimer shuhu Echad. Yeah, there's one. Who's the one? The Bible doesn't say who's the one. There's one. We also believe there's one. The one that we believe in is the one, and all the rest are insignificant. So if it said Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, they certainly would not clarify who we're talking about. Therefore, Achshav Shonu Omrim Elokeinu means the one that Klal Yisrael associates with. So, no Dash Elokei Yisrael Hum Adam. So, we know that the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Pasuk is talking about Elokei Yisrael, Shari Moham Hayim Adam. Who was the Rabbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, and who was the Rabbeinu Shalom talking? Talking to Klal Yisrael, so obviously Hashem Elokeinu in the context of Klal Yisrael is, so we know who it is. But Achsha, but this still wouldn't be enough. Noida Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Vim Omer Hashem Elokeinu, so write Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Echad. Hoyu Oimrem Shelokei Yisrael Echad Min. He's one of many. The one of Klal Yisrael is, yeah, the only one. One of what? Of many other ones that exist. Because he's one. One, yeah, there are many others. He's one. One of a whole group. So when it's saying Hashem Elokeinu, then it goes on to say Hashem, that Hashem is Echad, is the one and only one that exists in the world. So that's also a definition. That's a further definition of
of
Anochi. In other words, the Ramban is citing Rashi that Hashem Shehu Elokeinu. This is ultimately the one that will be acknowledged as the Echad over the whole world. And I think that the Chizkuni is not necessary to go into the Osset, but he's talking about the fact in Anochi, in Yichur Hashem, is the same. So who is the Yichur? So when the Ramban is also telling us, that's what Hashem Elokeinu. He's the one that the Yichur is about. Whether the Yichur is Rashi's definition of Yichur, that the whole world will ultimately acknowledge him, or whether he's presently, he embraces the entire sphere of existence, as the Chizkuni says. He was here before the Bria, during the Bria, and post the Bria, there's still one Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the only thing that encompasses the entire Bria. In that sense, he's one and he's unique. Closer than the Echad part to the Rambam's definition, but again, the point being an Hashem Elokeinu, which I believe is the point that the Ramban wants to bring out as well. That an Anochi doesn't tell me who the Anochi is in and of itself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otei Sicha. So that talks about, good. How do you know that he's the one and only one? Anochi Hashem, maybe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, yeah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, good. And the Romans have another one. And the Hindu and India have another one. This is who's talking to you? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, good. Very nice. So this pasuk is now telling us that one that we talked about, an Anochi, who is Hashem Elokeinu, he's the one that's Hashem Echad. So this is an addition to the notion of Anochi, even if Anochi includes Yichud Hashem. But who is the source of that Yichud? Which Yichud? Which one? So Enoch Anami, ultimately, you could deduce it, I believe, from the parsha of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, according to the Ramban. Because it talks about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and if that's the one that Yichud, so it's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But that's by deduction. Here it's very pointedly confirmed. That which one is it? Hashem Elokeinu, here we spell out that is the one which is Hashem Echad. Which, according to the Ramban, may be implied in Anochi, but it's not spelled out to the same extent in Anochi. And therefore, the Torah, in fact, gave a separate mitzvah to spell out the Yichud Hashem, to define clearly the parameters of Yichud Hashem, which is implicit in Anochi, according to the Ramban. But here the Torah made it an explicit mitzvah, yes.
Didn't Klal Yisrael, when they heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, didn't they intuitively understand that this was the Yichud Hashem when they heard
this? Yeah, but that's true. Klal Yisrael understood it according to the Chizkuni. But the point is, and I think even according to the Ramban, the point is the Torah makes an explicit statement to clarify this beyond to anyone who we're talking about. And the Ramban is implicit in Anochi. But being implicit in Anochi is far different from being explicitly stated. So the beer is to take what was implicit in Anochi and spell it out explicitly. Hashem Elokeinu, that's the one that Hashem Echad. So it's a clearer definition of that which was implicit in Anochi, according to the Ramban. So that's where the Ramban struggles with this, because Yichud Hashem was included at some level in Anochi, according to the Ramban's view. Now, I want to go, I don't know how much time we have left, I want to jump ahead a little bit. Go to the last paragraph. V'ayivar al zeh v'ein omamin b'yichudo, a person that does not believe in Yichud Hashem, Baruch Hu, b'itol aseh zeh, he's mevatel this mitzvah saseh, v'gam kol shor mitzvah satar, and he's mevatel all the other mitzvah satar. So that he's mevatel this mitzvah saseh, I understand. The person didn't put on tefillin, so he was mevatel the mitzvah saseh, he has tefillin. But why is this gam kol shor mitzvah satayr. And he goes on to say, Kikulam tluyas b'munas l'kusa b'yichuda. All of them are dependent on Amunah and Yichud Hashem. The Nikro Kaifer Beikav in a Mechlal B'nai Yisrael, the Mechlal Aminim. So there are a couple of explanations of this. The one that he first writes the following. This is in the Ramban and the preface to E of rights, for a Rosha Koifer Bekeil, and the Rosha that does not affirm the existence of Hashem, who Koifer Beikar, he's denied the root, the Ein Lo Torah Klal, and he has no Torah. Sorry, I'm going to Rosha Koifer Bekeil, sorry. He's going to Omrim Sholem Kadmo, Kichashu HaBashem, they've denied Hashem, I'm sorry, the Omru Lohu, he doesn't exist. Now listen to the next line of the Ramban. Ein B'Maseim Schus. In any of their actions, they have no schus. Afilu yisnaga v'yidus nois taibas kol yameim, even if they have the most refined character. Because everything that we do in this world is to be ayyubir Hashem. A person that's kaifer, so there is no avoida. If there's no avoida, then he has no schus from it at all. This is something that I was medayak also from the Rambam. The Rambam.
Didn't he have schus just for being a decent person?
That's not a mitzvah. That's all. It's no schus. You do the Rotan Hashem in this world. Since he's not doing it because to serve the Rabbi Nishalem, it's nothing. And it's Meduktik in the Rambam too, I believe it's in the Mezuzah, it was Medayik in the Rambam. It's Meduktik in the Rambam also, that a person who lacks an Amunah and does mitzvahs are meaningless. A mitzvah is Abayidus Hashem. As I've often spoken about before, there's a very big distinction between the word mitzvah in the Yiddish language and in the Hebrew language. Mitzvah in the Yiddish language, for example, a person says, okay, tu a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a good deed when used in the Yiddish language. In the Hebrew language, it does not mean good deed. It means asher anochi mitzavecho hayom, the tzivu, your command. And we're here to do mitzvahs, that which the Rabbeinu Shalom has commanded us. If we acknowledge the existence of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore we act upon that to do the Rotan Hashem, those are mitzvahs. But if we don't acknowledge the existence of the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no tzivah. Can't be a mitzvah by definition. It is not a cultural experience. Not to say, on the other hand, that we want to go around and tell everyone in the world that if you don't believe in and of itself, so stop doing all the mitzvah mitzvahs that you do. Because that's going to only bring them further away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But are they actually receiving schar? No, at this point in time, they're not receiving schar for those mitzvahs. Because they come from a lack of amunah. So we have then the definition of achdus Hashem. Achdus, from the Chizkuni's standpoint, he is the one factor which embraces the entire sphere of existence. The only thing which embraces the entire existence. The Ramban is that ultimately the whole world will acknowledge that he is the one. And in that sense, there is no other one than him. And the Rambam is the most philosophical. Because the Rambam's definition is that there are no subdivisions in any way whatsoever to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Any suggestion of a subdivision totally contravenes the principle of Achdus Hashem. And thus we might translate according to the Rambam not one, but as rather unique. Hashem Echad, the Rabbeinu Shalom is unique. So it's unparalleled by anything else in the world. Okay, Rabbi Yisai.